Now, the rest of the story. In the autumn of 1852, the Roman Catholic Sisters of Loretto left Kentucky and traveled west to establish a convent in the desert. Their destination was an ancient village founded by the Spanish in 1610. It was known as the City of the Holy Faith. Today, La Villa de la Santa Fe is Santa Fe, New Mexico. Some two decades after the sisters arrived, Mexican carpenters began building a chapel for them. It was to look like the Saint-Chapelle in Paris, Gothic in architecture, with a choir loft at the rear. Construction started in July 1873. 5 years later, Loretto Chapel was completed. Almost. The chapel sanctuary was lovely, and there was the choir loft, but there was no way to get from one to the other. You see, the builders, confounded by the architectural dilemma of rising so high in so small a space, had not built a stairway. Their ladder, while adequate for workmen, was both unbecoming and hazardous for the sisters and the singers. In the years that followed, many carpenters were consulted, but all gave the same answer. A conventional stairway to the choir loft would take up too much room in the chapel below. So, the Sisters of Loretto, who had traveled thousands of miles to establish their convent, in the face of what appeared to be their first insurmountable difficulty, took their problem to their knees, a novena to St. Joseph. It was on the ninth day, the last day of the novena, that a gray-haired man leading a donkey and carrying a tool chest came to town and stopped at the convent academy. To the Mother Superior, the old man said he had learned of their problem, that they needed a stairway to their chapel choir loft. Perhaps he could help. He was welcome to try, the Mother Superior said. And so, using only the crudest tools, the old man went to work. He was 8 months painstakingly applying his obvious skill and his primitive tools. And then one morning, the Mother Superior awakened to find the job finished and the carpenter gone. As the sisters congregated in the chapel that morning, each stood silent, wide-eyed, before an incredible masterwork. The staircase was a narrow, graceful spiral of 33 steps, two complete 360-degree turns, no banister, no center support, precisely, meticulously held together with barely perceptible wooden pegs, richly polished, so beautiful it somehow seemed alive. But where was the carpenter? He had not yet been paid and was nowhere to be found. Nor had the local lumber supplier any record of wood having been purchased for the project. Builders and engineers who have since examined the staircase affirm that its full weight appears to rest at its base. That means it should have collapsed the first time it was used. Yet it has been used every day for well over 100 years. And though it was built on the spot, the unidentified hardwood, whatever it is from nowhere near New Mexico. So you do understand why the present-day Sisters of Loretto, though reticent to be specific, are satisfied that the gray-haired carpenter who came to town one day, whoever he was, came in answer to prayers to the patron saint of carpenters. And that his stairway in one way does not end at the choir loft, but leads beyond the stars. Because now you know the rest of the story.